Monday morning with the Musers, time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
How long should a pair of jeans last you?
Long time.
Do you update your jeans because something goes wrong with them, they split, or do you just get tired of them and figure you need to update your fashion?
Well, if you want the truth, I can't remember the last time I bought a pair of jeans because I was introduced to Action Pants by Corby and Donovan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're not
on the jeans train so much anymore.
I don't think I've worn a pair of jeans in 5 or 6 years, probably. Haven't bought a pair in 10 years.
But you can't deny that jeans are the greatest pant ever invented.
No,
he
I don't
may
think
tell
I,
you Action Pants.
Don't think I deny it, but Action Pants are awesome.
Are Action Pants better than jeans?
Well,
historically, overall, zoom out.
Well, no, because jeans has such a history.
Well, I'm not saying like historically which one's been more popular. Which one do you think is better? Do you think that Action Pants will officially overtake the jean here on out?
Yes, I do.
Oh, ho, ho, okay.
I do. Were Action Pants technically around before the jean? Did the khaki predate the jean?
The khakis predate
the jean. 1800s?
Yeah.
So probably
late 1800s?
Probably not, because everybody probably wore wool trousers.
God, people used to walk around in wool trousers. And they would only have one outfit.
Yeah.
So can you imagine what people smelled like in the 1800s? Early 1900s?
We've established that over the last 31 years, that they didn't smell good.
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell, because I still have no sense of smell, so...
Still?
So I'm an optimal candidate for time travel. Because I won't be bothered by the grooming issues. All right, so you know what? Maybe I need to invest in more Action Pants. I just haven't found a pair of Action Pants that fit me like a good pair of jeans.
Do you wear jeans a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm wearing
about a day.
Are you?
But
okay,
I also had some Action Pants that I was wearing those for a long time, but they... either got stretched out or something. They got real baggy on me.
Yeah, get a new pair then. That happens to jeans, too.
Does it?
Yep.
Not the ones that I'm wearing right now. These are great.
I mean, yes, jeans are great. They're the greatest pant ever.
But it did take us a long time where we got to where jeans fit. Like now, today's modern jean, I'm talking about something more expensive than just your Walmart special.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But yeah, if you invest in a pair of jeans that is a little more tailored look, it'll last you a while. It's a good look. All right. This is another new trend that I'd like to talk about. And Giorgio, I think of you because I think that you may have a negative opinion on this. Stressed out adults are now relying on pacifiers to soothe themselves.
You got the story from me. Teeing me up.
Is this a stupid idea, or is this something that we need to swallow our judgment on and say, you know, this is nice. It's a beautiful thing for adults to be walking around their workplace with pacifiers in their mouth.
I think it's just another way for us to say, come up with something ridiculous and go, what? It's for my well-being. Okay.
I'm all for it. Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing. And
we should do things for our well-being.
Who am I to say what's right and what's wrong? But if you're walking around 35 years old with a passy, I think there's something screwy going on.
Gosh. So let me get this straight. You're saying that people like to do things that are a little bit provocative.
Yes.
In order to provoke
someone
to say something so
that
they can then high horse that person.
Yes. That is the world we live in.
That is the ultimate modern thrill.
But at the same time, I mean, you know, who am I to say? I could never imagine taking a, as we used to call them, a pappy. And
pappy?
Or Bob like Bob.
A country name for a dad.
I know.
My pappy.
Putting that in your mouth and saying, oh, yeah, I feel so much better. Well, yeah, I want you to just drink out of a bottle, too.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. In fact, why don't you just act like a baby all day long?
That's also a thing.
And if that doesn't work out for you, put a bridle on and act like you're a little horsey.
Okay, now, see, you're going a little bit far with this. This is just people who are buying them online. They're getting very popular on certain sites, and they're very popular in China right now, but now it's spilled over into Korea, and there's also TikToks of Americans now starting to pick up the adult pacifier trend. They're sold as sleep aids, stress relievers, even smoking cessation. Why am I having a hard time saying that? Cessation tools.
So it helps you stop smoking?
Well, that's what they're claiming on the website as they're selling them. You know, if you have an...
oral fixation. Oh.
When I'm under pressure at work, I feel a sense of safety from childhood, said one Chinese buyer. Said this buyer was Chinese as all get out, too. I don't know what that means.
No, it didn't say that. That's your weird phrases.
Dr. Tang Koman said if you sleep with a pacifier in your mouth, it can interfere with breathing, and in the worst case, there's a risk of suffocation. So
yeah,
some doctors are giving you
your throat. Awesome.
A few warnings about sleeping with your adult pacifier. And prolonged use can mess with your bite, can give you maybe an overbite, can strain your jaw or disrupt your sleep.
Yeah, but, it sounds like it's a good idea.
Well, I mean, there's some risk associated with everything. It's like people run marathons, and there's a risk of hurting your knee or putting strain on your joints.
That's right.
But the positive outweighs the negative for a lot of people. So why can't we support running a marathon with an adult pacifier in your mouth?
Yeah, if you feel stressed as you get to mile 13, put that passy in your mouth.
Psychologists call this the regression phenomenon. The idea that when life gets overpowering, people retreat into something that makes them feel safe as when they were kids. So it's a shortcut to comfort. Psychological comfort, a reminder of a time when you didn't have meetings or bills or have to wake up
you
early in the morning.
You don't remember that time. It was when you were like a year old.
Get through the amazing benefits first before you start shooting holes in this. But yeah, I think people remember that time. Sure they do.
No,
some
they
people
don't.
Use pacifiers up until they're like 5, 6 years old.
That's probably a little old.
Well, you also think that breastfeeding that old is too late, too. And you were wrong
weird.
On that.
No, I wasn't
something
wrong on
very
that.
Very wrong with that.
Yeah. If you're talking and on your way to kindergarten, I don't think that's the best time to breastfeed.
You should let the child wean when the child wants to wean.
Oh, yeah.
It's not up to
that's right. What,
it's not up to the parent. And
no.
Your
it's
claim,
never up to the parent. Leave it up to these kids to decide
your claim
everything.
Of when the kid can verbally ask to do it and then can also unbutton the mom's blouse himself.
Yeah, that's right.
You're saying that's wrong.
That's right. What is up with you? It's Monday. Why do you have to wind me up on Monday?
I'm not winding you up. I'm offering you an adult pacifier to calm you down.
This is a wind up because Friday during the show went, what? Adult pacifiers?
No.
And so Gordon spent the whole weekend doing a deep dive on adult pappies, and here we go.
They're great. There's ones as cheap. They are. There's some that are as cheap as $1.40.
Okay.
And
well,
then
cost is not my concern.
Luxury adult pacifiers that are $70.
Hey, you know, get a rattle to go with it. You know,
70.
Maybe that'll help you through that tough business meeting today.
What is a luxury pacifier? Why is that $70? I've never heard of that term.
Because it has features.
Because we know that people are stupid and they'll pay
okay.
50 times more than they should for a product.
When you talk, things sound judgy to me. I don't know why, but I just pick up on that vibe from you.
No, that's a great idea.
Businessmen should be allowed to purchase luxury pacifiers.
Sure, see how that works out for you in the office today.
Well, it probably works out well. It's like the big CEOs who love to get spanked. And at lunchtime,
that.
That's a stress
okay,
reliever
they don't
to
do
them.
It in the office.
Some of them do.
Is that when you know you've made it in life, when you have a luxury pacifier?
When you have a luxury pacifier and you have a dominatrix mommy on call that can come spank you in your executive C-suite at lunchtime. Then you know you've made it.
That just means
you've reached the highest echelons of our society.
You're going the banana route at that point.
It's not bananas. It's just we're finding new ways. We're discovering new ways to deal with stress because today's modern world is the most stressful it's ever been. Do you think that's a story that we just kind of tell ourselves because we love feeling like we're the victims of modern times? Today's modern world is the most stressful it's ever been. When, like, our great-grandfathers, when they're looking at the swarm of locusts coming in over the horizon, and then the next day they're consulting Poor Richard's Almanac to get the weather forecast for the day, something that was printed 12 months ago. You don't think they live with stress?
They didn't
half their kids dying every single day.
Right. Those wagon trains and say, hey, you know what? Let's break out the pacifiers as we try to make it through this mountain range.
I would say our stress today is more layered. It's more intricate. There's more of it. There are more stressors. But there's always been stress throughout human existence.
But our stressors today, their stressors back then. It's a weird word. All of their stressors could kill them.
Right.
Yes.
Ours are like, oh, man, I got to answer that email.
Ours are killing us slowly.
Yes.
Yeah, go tell our parents and grandparents who made it through the Depression, boy, my laptop's just kind of acting up lately.
Yeah, but you don't understand. There's a lot of pressure on me to post on social media every day.
I can't find a decent restaurant around here.
I mean, all restaurants around here, I'm tired of.
That's really stressing me out, man.
It is.
Service these days.
It's like everyone in the family wants to go to a different place.
Normally, I have the AC at 72, but today it's 75, so I think it's broken. I'm really stressed.
I'm going to have to call someone in to fix it for me.
And come back to 1932, dust blowing in the window. Then maybe we could have some bread for dinner tonight.
It's 120 in their house.
Yeah, 120 in their house, and they hadn't eaten in 3 days. But they just don't understand the pressure that seeing other people on Instagram with filters on their face does to me. I feel less than.
We're so soft.
Well,
so soft that now we get pacifiers.
Yes, now.
As adults.
And it's a good thing. The end.